The Kutta Sichis Chelek Chav Beis Kedoshim Aleph Lili Nishmas Reb Yosef Binyamin Ben Reb Menashe Kaltman. Today we're going to discuss the mitzvah of Orla and the concept of Isir Cheftze and Isir Gavra. There's an Isir that's on the object becomes Aser, and there's a certain type of Isir that is on the person. The object itself is not inherently problematic, but the person is not allowed to engage or to use it depending on the circumstances. And the question is going to be, is Isir Orla, is it an Isir Gavra, or is it an Isir Cheftza? And we're going to learn this in the context of a Rashi. We're going to ask a number of questions on Rashi, and we're going to discover that once we understand what's bothering Rashi, the Rashi will make beautiful, beautiful sense. And it'll actually address this question, Gavra or Cheftza. In Pasuk v'chisaveyu ala oretz, unetatem goymar, va'araltem goymer, piriyoy shalei shanim, yiyelachem areilim le'yoyachem. The Pasuk says like this, v'chisaveyu ala oretz, when you're going to come to the land of Eretz Yisrael, unetatem kol eitz machal, and you will plant a fruit tree, a tree that has edible fruits on it, va'araltem orlosoy es piriyoy, the fruit, will become Arla. Arla, Rashi says, means atum. It's blocked, meaning to say it's not usable. You're not allowed to use it for 3 years. For 3 years, these fruit are areilim. They are blocked from your usage. They should not be eaten. That's what the Pasuk says. Rashi quotes these words from the Pasuk. For 3 years, they should be areilim. When is mefarish, when do you start the count? Mishas netiyosei, from when the tree was planted. Lenin mefarshim. So the mefarshim explain, as the mitmei drashi pavarinin, what Rashi is addressing here is as the minyan from the shalishanim is nit mishas she'eisa pri. The mishas netiyosei. When do the 3 years start? Not from when the tree begins to sprout fruit. You would say once there's fruit, now for 3 years, it's arla. So Rashi says, no, it doesn't start from when the tree begins to give the fruit, rather, nor mishas netiyosei, from when the tree was planted. Undos lernt man up von dem Wort unetatem, and this is learned, the Mefarshim say, this is known from the Pasuk, from the word of the Pasuk, unetatem, and you will plant, because it could have not said that word. It could have said, chisavei ol haaretz, and there'll be an eitz machal. Obviously it's unetatem, obviously it's planted. The fact that the Pasuk says the word Natatem, Loimar, Mishas Natiya Moinen, this teaches us that the count of 3 years begins from the planting of the tree. This is how the Mefarshim explained Rashi. There's a second part to Rashi, which we'll get to later on in the Sicha. For now, we're going to focus on this first part of the Rashi. Rashi is telling us that because it says unetatem in the pasuk, we know that the count begins mishas natia from the time of the planting of the tree. Darf me verstehen, so the Rebbe is going to ask three questions. Aleph, if the ganze rechlich as meinelei mishas natia says von vart unetatem, if the proof that you're counting from when the tree was planted is from the pasuk, from the word in the pasuk unetatem, and you will plant. Rashi should have quoted this word in the heading of the Rashi. As we know that Rashi in his Dibra Maschil quotes the words that are relevant either to explain what's bothering him or to explain the answer of the conclusion that Rashi comes to. So if the conclusion of Rashi is that you're counting Mishas Natiya from the moment of the planting because it says Unetatem, then the word Unetatem should have been in the Dibur HaMaschil. The Shaila is noch starker, and this question is intensified. Der Mokar von dem Pirush is from Teiras Kayanim. The source of Rashi's Pirush comes from Teiras Kayanim, the Medrash on Chumash Vayikra. Und dorten bringt sich Taka der Limud behemsich zu den Roshos of Unetatem. And over there, this Limud that you count from the planting of the tree is actually learned on the word of Unetatem, together with the other things that are learned from the word Unetatem. Aber Rashi's Mishanim von Teiras Kayanim. Und bringt es auf die Werte Shalosh Shanim Yilachem Areilim. Und der Mann den ganzen in dem Wort und der Tatem. Rashi then goes and changes from the Teiras Kayanim, although the Wort itself, the Limud itself is from the Teiras Kayanim, but how the Teiras Kayanim learns it and where the Teiras Kayanim positions it, Rashi changes and quotes the words Shalosh Shanim Yilachem Areilim. and doesn't mention the word unetatem. So the question is, why does Rashi not include the word unetatem, especially since this is a change from Teras Kehanim, which implies that there's something, there's a specific reason that Rashi did this. Beis. The second question is really a part of the first question on dem vart unetatem, and if Rashi is not including the word unetatem from vanavesim b'shudishol mikra dasim b'shasnet yosik, how in from the words of the psukim do we know that we start counting from the planting of the tree unit piriy gimel shanim drayor from peiros vaksin? If you look at the pasuk, it says varaltem or losoy es piriy shalishanim. You could have learned from there that the piriy, from when there is fruit, you count 3 years from when the fruits begin to grow. If you don't have the question one is, why does Rashi not include unetatem? Question two is, if you're not including unetatem, then how do you know to start counting Mishas Natiya? Question Gimel. Vos is the Arichus in Rashi? The third question is the long-windedness of Rashi. Sai beha atoke from Pasik. Both when it comes to the quote from the Pasik, Rashi quotes the words Sholei Shonim Yiyelechem Arelim. Seemingly the words Sholei Shonim would have sufficed. Sai bilishaynoi, and also in the Rashi's words, from when does he begin the count? Rashi could have written very briefly and concisely, quote the words Shali Shanim from the Pasuk, and then write Mishasnit Yose, 3 years from the time of the planting. And then the Rebbe clarifies in the brackets, even though this is the way it's written in Teras Kehanim, and before, when Rashi changed from the Teras Kehanim, we say, why does he change from the Teras Kehanim? So maybe the reason why he does it here is to be consistent with the Teras Kehanim. He's over, but it's been discussed many times in the Rebbe Siches that Rashi's job is not to just quote verbatim pieces of Medrash, various different drushes that Chazal give us. No, as Mefarad Pshutish, Mikra Rashi is here to explain the basic words of, the basic meaning of the words of the Pasuk. Vos Tefarad Rashi often Lashana Upshutim Mashmit from Lashon Chazal, and therefore Rashi often does change. And obviously doesn't bring all the Medrashim. Rashi often omits many of the Medrashim because they're not relevant to Pshutish or Mikra. Because Rashi is consistent with the simple meaning of the pasuk. So over here, even though the Teras Kehanim speaks like this, but if it's irrelevant to Pshutish Mikra, then Rashi shouldn't have quoted it. If Rashi is quoting it, then there has to be that it somehow connects to Pshutish Mikra. The beer and them. And the Sif Beis, we're going to go straight to the beer. And the first thing we're going to do in the beer is we're going to explain what is bothering Rashi. If Rashi is telling us something, it must be that something is bothering him that has to tell me Mishasna. So the first thing we have to discover is what is bothering Rashi. So it says like this: Rashin bepashtus art da the arichas aloshin pasuk. What's bothering Rashi is the long-windedness of the pasuk itself. First, in Pasuk, Shalishan Yilachar Amarelim. And Shtetach Shifrir, Varaltem or Lossi, as period. The Pasuk already said the words, Varaltem or Lossi, that the fruit should be classified as Arla, as blocked, as unusable. So why does the Pasuk have to say again that the fruit should be Arelim, should be blocked? Unzaknut bekitzer, varaltem or losias period, shalishanim. The pasuk, instead of saying varaltem or losias period, shalishanim yielachem arelim lo yayachel, the pasuk could have said varaltem or losias period, shalishanim. You have everything you need. You have the concept of arla, you have the fact that it's on the fruit, and you have the fact that it's 3 years. We don't need to say again, yielachem arelim. It seems superfluous. Nemt Rashi de funarais, and therefore Rashi derives the following. As in Arla, Zayin Faran, Svein Yonim, that Arla has two elements, two aspects to it. Aleph, der Iser von Arla, Afen Eitz v'Hapedus. The prohibition on the fruit, on the tree and on the fruit, which in the Lomdisha terminology would be Cheftza. Cheftza means the object, the prohibition on the object. As the Pasuk says, V'araltem Arlosa Yesperioi, that the fruit become Arla. Ubalosh and Rashi, as Rashi says on those words, Yehe Otum Vinistem Ilihonas Bimenu, it is blocked and removed from benefiting from it. So that's telling us from the words Varaltem Arlosai Esperioi, the fruit are a chefze of Iser, are a prohibited object. Base, but there's another aspect to it. They're minion from the Shalishanim. There's an aspect that you have to count 3 years. Adin afin odom gavre. This din is on the person, that the person should count 3 years. In addition to the fact that the fruit are inherently usher, the person has an obligation to count 3 years during which the fruit are usher. Shalishanim yiyeh lochem areilim. And how does Rashi learn this, the aspect of gavre, from the word lochem? Lochem means unto you, you the people. So the fact that the pasuk says two things, va'araltem ar losayas period, and then again, shalishanim yiyu lochem areilim, Rashi understands that there's two things here. Va'araltem ar losayas period is that the peira, the fruit, is a chefze of Yisr, a prohibited object. And yiyu lochem areilim, you, the gavner, the person, has an obligation to count the 3 years during which the fruit are asr. Und das meint Rashi mit seiner Riches Aloshen Meimus Haimoyne Loi Mishas Neti Yosei. And this is why Rashi elaborates and adds the words Meimus Haimoyne Loi, which we asked in question Gimel, that these are seemingly superfluous words. No, Rashi puts them in specifically as Darv Zayn Meimoyne Loi, to tell us that there has to be a counting. Der Odom Tzel Tishol Ishanem, the person counts 3 years. And therefore, Rashi has to say the words Meimus Haimoyne Loi. It's not enough to know that it's Aser. There's a chiyuv on the gavre, on the person, to count the years. And then the Rebbe continues, and this is how we know that it goes Mishas Netiyah, that it's from the time of the planting and not from the time of the growing of the fruit. Umvibal der minyan is lochem. And since the minyan is lochem, is for you, is for the person, we're learning from the word lochem that it's an obligation on the gavre. Is mistaberim only makes sense as the shalishanim rechen in zich nit from vender eitz is eisepedes. Nor for pulas adam gavre unetatem from when hot eingepflanzt dem eitz. Since we're saying that the obligation of the counting is on the person, it only makes sense that it would start when the person got involved. When did the person get involved? When he planted the tree. So we talk and learn it from unetatem, but we don't need the word unetatem in the Dibur HaMaschil. We know it from lochem, from the word that says yiyu lochem areilim, that there's a chiyuv on the gavre to count. We know that when did the counting start? When the gavre got involved. When did the gavre get involved? When he planted the tree. And now we're going to say something else. The Rebbe is going to teach us that by learning it this way, there's actually another halachic relevance to the din of Arla, which if we learned it just from unetatem, we may not have known the answer to this. But the fact that we're learning it from lochem, and that there's an iser gavra, or a chiyuv on the gavra, to count, we now learn another halacha. Now there's another halachic relevance. Because the fact that we're counting from the time of planting is because the counting is lochem, it's on the gavra, on the person. Darf uiskumen. This would lead us to conclude as the shalishanim funetia verin gerechet nit leiten eitz ner leiten adam, that the 3 years are counted regardless. You're going to count from the planting, but in that itself, it goes by the person and not by the tree. What does that mean? Der chilek zwischen die zwei efanim. What will be the difference? Imerechet di shalishanim leiten eitz ner leiten netias adam. If you're counting it by the 3 years, by the person or by the tree, is in a fal v'meflanst ein atzvaig funabeim v'shishin al shalishanim. In a case where you graft, where you take a branch from a pre-existing tree, a tree that's older than 3 years old, and you then take that branch and you plant it into the ground to start a new tree, but not just with seeds, but with actually with a branch that already exists from another tree. Hey, Mizalechen and Leighton Eitz, if the 3 years go according to the tree, Hotan or Tzuzogin, then this might leave room to say, as Ibaldin Svaigotchen Friar Dukamachishne Orlok, is that since the branch already went through 3 years of Arla, Zanadipedis was Vax Nus from the Tzvaig Mutter Miyad. The fruit that will now grow from this branch are mutter, are permissible right away, because this branch already did its 3 years of Arla. But if you count the 3 years according to the person that's planting, lochem, as Rashi's learning it from Yiyu lochem areilim, Therefore, Uskum, and that would lead us to conclude, from when the person planted, began a new planting, you have to count 3 years from then. So there's actually a relevance here. If we're saying that we're learning lochem, lochem means that we go by the person and not by the tree. And therefore, even if it's a tree that, because of this unique scenario, the tree already did its 3 years of Arla, but if then a piece of that tree then went into the ground to start a new tree, you would have to start the 3 years again, because it's about the person planting the tree, not about the tree. And therefore, since Rashi says it's Yiru Lochem, it's on the person, therefore it goes by the tree. By the person, I'm sorry. And therefore, the Arla, the 3 years of Arla would start again by the new planting. Ulefiza, the Rebbe adds in the brackets, Yishitas Rashi v'perushi ala Teira al derech hapshat. Masim et chelek alocha shebeteira. This would mean that Rashi's a commentary, the way Rashi is explaining the pasuk, is consistent with the halacha. But the din is as echad anoteya vechad amavrechulu is chayiv barla. That whether you're planting a new tree or whether you're grafting, which means you're taking a branch from another tree, you're chayiv arla, which fits in with Rashi. Rashi's learning from lachem and atam unatatem. Because from unutatem we wouldn't know whether it's from the tree or the person. But by learning it from lachem, we now know that it is from the. It is based on the person, and therefore, even a mavrich, even if you're grafting the tree, you still have to count 3 years again because the adam, the person, started fresh. Now that I was going to say that with this, we'll understand the second half of Rashi. In the Pirush Rashi, according to this, now that we understand this incredible chiddush that the Rebbe is explaining in Rashi, that Rashi is being mechadish, that there is a chiyuv gavra to count, from the fact that it says, Yiyu lochem arelim, we learn that there's a chiyuv gavra to count the 3 years of Arla. So now we'll reach a deeper understanding in the second part of Rashi. After these words, when do you start counting from the time of the planting? Rashi continues in the very same, under the very same heading. I would think that if the person hid or set aside these fruits, he froze them in the freezer, he preserved them, then after 3 years there would be mutter. Maybe the person is counting 3 years. So once the fruit waited 3 years, I can then eat those fruit, even if they grew during the first 3 years. But as long as the 3 years passed, I can now eat the fruit. Talmud Lomar, yiyah. So as Rashi, no, from this we learn the pasuk. It says, yiyah lochem arelim, bahava yoseh yehei, it remains in its status. If it, in those first three years, it was usher, it remains usher indefinitely. That from first thing. So the Rebbe says we have to understand this part of Rashi. The saying Yana and Pirush Rashi, these two ideas in Rashi, Aleph Menelim Mishas Tatiyase, the first that you count from the planting, Beis Yachel Imitznia, that if you preserve the fruits, it still remains Aser after the 3 years. They seem to have no connection to each other. I mean, obviously they're both about Arla, but in the way you're touching the pasuk, they seem to not have a connection. When to start counting is an explanation on the words 3 years. When do the 3 years begin? And the words, I would think that if you hit it away, you preserved it, it could become mutter. That's a meaning on the word yilachamareilim, that it's areilim for yiyah, that it stays aser forever. So Rashi should have separated this under two separate headings. That Shalish Shanim, he should have said, Mishas Neti Yaseh, and Yiyah Lechem Arelim Yachalim Itzniyay. For what's bringing to Rashi? Behem Shechachad and Nibzalbun Dibir Maschil. Why does Rashi bring them together in one continuous flow and under the same heading? The Tmiyin Dem is noch starker. The question is even greater. Eich Demoker von Deminyin, Yachalim Itzniyay Vechulu in Pirish Rashi is from Teres Keanim. This second part of Rashi is also sourced from the Teres Keanim. But in Teras Kayanim, it doesn't come as one continuation. Teras Kayanim learns it as a separate limud. Hat Rav Ozer Rashi mishana von Teiras Kernim, und es bezahlt to say the window zusammen. Why does Rashi change it from the Teiras Kernim and combine the two limudim into one Rashi? However, says the Rebbe in Siv Dalet, al pi anal Siv Beis, this is movement of Pashtos. But once you learn Siv Beis, which taught us that in the Easter of Arla, there is also a Chiyuv Gavra, an obligation on the person to count, that's learned from the word Lachem. Based on that, we now understand why Rashi, what Rashi brings this limud in the same Rashi and sees them as one connection. Since the pasuk emphasized that it's upon you, upon the person, as it is a din in gavra kana, that it's a din on the person, as mentioned in Siv Beis, kem and doch meinin, as it is nit nor b'shayches sum prats m'shalishonim, as the meaning does ein lochem kana, I would think that this detail that it's about the person is not just about the 3 years per se, that the 3 years are counted by the person, nor aks klalis iser arles blaze lachem an iser gavra. I would think that the whole arla is only an iser gavra. And as the Rebbe is going to explain, and because of that, I would think that after the 3 years, the arla becomes mutter. But let's not jump ahead of ourselves. And the Rebbe explains in the parentheses, because keep in mind, in the beginning of the sicha, the Rebbe said that you have araltem, lossias period is iser chavtza, shalish arim yir lachem arelim is iser gavra. So if you're saying that, the Rebbe is saying now that I would think that there's only an Isser Gavra. So how would I fix the pasuk? How would I understand the pasuk? When diverter yir lechem arelim, then it aisaf af diverter, and then I would learn that the words yir lechem arelim are not in addition to if diverter varaltem or losias period. When adin blazen minyan gimel shanim, and it's only a din with regards to the 3 years. There's designed their pirush and uistaych from varaltem or losias period. I would learn it in a way that the words Yiyalachem Arelim are an interpretation, an explanation of the words Varaltim Alasias period. That when it says Varaltim Alasias period, that the fruit cannot be eaten, as it's been blazed Yiyalachem Arelim and Isagavra. That it's only an obligation on the person and only a prohibition on the person. So, I might think so. This is what I might think. That once I see the emphasis on Lochem, Me'emasai Moinoloi, that there's the Chiyuv and the Gavra to count, then I would think that Arla is only an Isser Gavra. And Yiyalachem Arelim is an interpretation of Araltem Asar Lossi. What type of Isser is it? Lochem. It's an Isser Gavra. And if that's the case, that the prohibition of Arla is not on the fruit. It's only a prohibition on the person not to eat the fruit. But the fruit themselves inherently aren't aser. And that would leave room to say, that after the 3 years, there's no iser arla. Even on the fruit that grew in the 3 years of arla, because the fruit aren't usher, it's the person that can't eat them. I would think that once the 3 years pass, he could eat those fruit. Mivolt gilarent, we could have learned, as arla is an iser gavra yiyalachem arelim matoli bizman. It is an iser gavra that is time dependent. As David did iser achilas chametz on Pesach, like it's similar to the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach. That the same chametz that's usher on Pesach, midoiraisa, after 8 days, is not also midoiraisa anymore. The Rebbe addresses this in the Ha'orah a little bit. And even though the fact we say the chametz shavar l'va Pesach is aser, is according to 1 day, it's midirabanon, it's a knas. So the person shouldn't hold on to his chametz. But midoiraisa, the chametz, even if it was in the possession of the yid, it's not aser midoiraisa after Pesach. So we would say the same thing. It's a time-based prohibition. For a certain period of time, the person cannot eat it. And therefore, if he set aside the fruit, is his mutter. After 3 years, it becomes permissible. Because the time of the prohibition passed. Let it bend up from Vart Yiye Bava Yosei, and therefore we have to learn from the word Yiye that it remains Osir as the Isra Arla Blaib Shendik after Pedizek Nachti Shalishanim. That the Isra Arla is not just a Chiyuv on the Gavra, it is also a Isra Chavtza, and therefore once the fruit become Osir, they remain Osir indefinitely, and therefore you can't preserve them for later. So in other words, the reason it actually puts it into the same Dibra Maskil is because right away there's a question. As soon as Rashi says, Me'emes Emeinu Limishas Neti Yosei, I right away, I'm led to think that it's only an Isser Gavra. And because of that, Yochel Mitznei, I would think that after 3 years, the fruit become mutter. Even the fruit that grew in the 3 years. The writer of Rashi has to clarify, no. Although I'm saying that there's a chiyuv gavra, there's also an inherent iser on the fruit, an iser chavtza. And therefore, once the fruit become usser, in those 3 years, they remain usser forever. Because it's both. It's varalta marlosa as period. There's an iser on the peidi as a chavtza of iser. And shalishanim yiyu lechamarei lemachiyuv on the gavra, it's both. And with this, we understand the Rashi. We understand all the answers to our questions. Why Rashi skips on a taitem, because Rashi's learning it from Yiyah Lachem Arelim. Why does Rashi make Mesay Meinolik? Because he wants to clarify that there's a Chiyuv on the Gavra Limnois. Why Rashi brings in, why Rashi does not learn from Unatatem and Dafke from Lachem, because this leads us to another limud, the limud that the minion is totally in the person, not in the tree, and therefore even Hamavrich, even if you graft a tree, you still have to count 3 years anew. And this why Rashi right away has to add the Yocheli Mitzniyai to tell us that there's also a Nisr Chavtza here. Don't think it's only a Nisr Gavra, there's also a Nisr Chavtza, and therefore the fruit from the first 3 years remain asur forever. In the next two seifim, seifei and vav, the Rebbe is going to explain this concept of iser gavra and iser chavtza according to Chassidus, and give us a deeper understanding in how this arla thing works. Because on the one hand, you have a tree; the tree is mutter, the tree is not problematic. The fruit are asur; the fruit from the first 3 years are asur indefinitely, iser chavtza. But then after 3 years, the fruit that grow on this tree become mutter. So which one is it? Is it Yisr Chavtza? Is it Yisr Gavra? How does it work? So the Rebbe is going to explain this to us al pichsedus with a very, very beautiful vort based on a comment of the Rebbe Rashab that gives us a deeper understanding into the whole concept of the chayas that is given to a dover gashmi, to physical things, and based on the chayas is what is the status of this respective object that we're talking about. So let's take it one paragraph at a time. There tam pnimi from the mechilik between isur gavra v'isur chavtza. To go into the deeper reason between the different in the difference between isur gavra and isur chavtza. That some things are usser inherently, the whole object is usser. In some cases, the object is an usser, but the person can't eat it. We can explain this that it depends on where is the energy, the life source that is sustaining this object. Where does it come from? Those things that we say that the object itself is prohibited is under chefetz is mekabel achayis aser. When the object receives a prohibited energy from gimel klipas atmeis the gamri from the lower level of klipa, known as the gimel klipas atmeis, the three entirely irredeemable klipas. Thus, kenenit nisalav and kedusha, they cannot be elevated into holiness. Therefore, it becomes a prohibited object, and it's prohibited forever. Keeping in mind, the whole reason why a person can benefit from the physical world is for the purpose of elevating it, of taking a physical object and elevating it to holiness, or bringing holiness into it. So when a person takes a cup of water and makes a bracha shahakal on it, and drinks the water to be able to be refreshed, to be able to serve Hashem with that water, he's elevating the water into the realm of holiness. But if something is if the chayis is gilma klubas atmeis, and this thing is not elevatable or redeemable, then the person can't just drink it for no reason. Isure gavra is when the zach is mekabel achayis stam from klipas nega. When we say something is usher on the person, is when this thing is receiving its chayis, its energy from klipas nega. Vos ken is alav en kedusha. Klipas nega is the klipa that can be elevated into kedusha. When the fire is zerechavta shalater. Therefore, the object itself is a permissible object, because it is technically redeemable. Now, the gavra Torah testifies about it. It's just that the person at this point in time or in this situation cannot eat it. Say, for example, the person is fleishig, so he can't eat milchiks. The milchiks is not usher. If someone else can eat it, it's totally kosher. But the person who ate the milchiks, the person who's fleishig, can't eat it. So the iser is on the person, not on the food. Right now, he can't elevate it. But the food itself is elevatable. That's really even a word. Redeemable. And therefore, it remains a cheftis a letter. Un peidis arlo. Now let's apply this to arlo. What do we say? Isur de chefta means gibul kibasat beis. Isur de gavra means klipas noiga. What about peidis arlo? Is that an isur chefta kanal barucha? We said, we explained in the sicha, that the fruit become an object of isur. Vaz their chayis is from gimul kibasat beis because their life source, their energy is coming from the three gimul kibasat beis. Vidalte rebbe brings it up in Tanya. Vidalte rebbe brings in Tanya very clearly with regards to arlo and kilaya kerem. That their chayis comes from klipas gimel klipas atmeis, and therefore there's no way to elevate them, there's no way to redeem them, and therefore they are usher and they remain usher forever. As far as the chaber nachas bara, but this still requires an explanation. Since the tree itself is a permissible thing, and the tree and the fruit are being nurtured by the tree, viken zayin as the ilan alein zol zana davar amuter undipedes vaskumen funim aroy zol zana chaver shalisa. How is it possible that the tree itself is mutter, is a permissible tree, and the fruit that are being nurtured by this permissible tree are aser, are prohibited? Then peiris ha'ilan v'altan alamal given aser. If the fruit of the trees was a type of thing that it was aser forever, v'alt benochi kent mazbezan. Then we could explain it. As a der chelik achayis from them ilan from vana dipeiris ani yonik zer achayis. We give a good place that this part of the tree that is nurturing the fruit is sending in chayis energy from the klipas, and therefore the tree is mutter, and the fruit are aser because the chayis that's going to the fruit is aser. But since after 3 years the fruit become mutter, even the part of the tree that's sustaining the fruit, that's nurturing the fruit, is not a initial iser. It's not gimul klipas atmeis because after 3 years the fruit will become mutter. And so how do the fruit become an iser chavtza? The tree is mutter, even the part of the tree that's sustaining the fruit is also technically not gimel kibasat meis, because after 3 years the fruit will be mutter. So how do the fruit become a chefza shel iser in these 3 years? So to understand this, we have to explain the words of the Alter Rebbe in Tanya, as we know that the words of the Alter Rebbe in Tanya are 100% precise. When the Alter Rebbe speaks about prohibited foods from the world of vegetation, k'mei arla v'kilaya kerem, for example, arla or kilayim. Kilayim is when two types of fruit are planted together. Says the Alter Rebbe, as they are kiyum v'chayis, is from gimel klipas atmeis. Their sustenance and their energy is from gimel klipas atmeis, from the lower level of klipas. Is medayik the Rebbe Rashab nesmaseidin. So the Rebbe Rashab points out, as by arla v'kilei akerem le'omer v'kiyum gufam, that by arla and kilei akerem, the Alter Rebbe does not use the word gufam, the sustenance of their body. He uses the words kiyum v'chayis. Nid v'frir ba'bali chayim atmeim v'asurim ba'achila. Well, the Alter Rebbe zogt as nid blazer nefashes nereich kiyum gufam is from gimel klipas atmeis. When the Alter Rebbe speaks about prohibited animals that are forbidden to be eaten, the Alter Rebbe says that not only their soul or the spark of life is that's in them is sustained by gimel klipas atmeis, but even kiyum gufam, even the sustenance of their physical body, is also from gimel klipas atmeis. So when it comes to the animals, the Alter Rebbe uses the words kiyum gufam. When it comes to the vegetation, arla, for example, the Alter Rebbe does not use the word guf. Says kiyum v'chayis. Says the Rebbe Rashab, why is that? When his mazbis, the Rebbe Rashab explains, sharei gufam fun arla chulu toir, because the body is toir. The kiyum v'chayis is when gimel klipas atmeis, but the guf is toir, and therefore the Alter Rebbe can't say that the guf is from gimel klipas atmeis, because by the fruit, the guf is not a problem. It's only the chayis that's a problem. Tehenit v'shtandik. So we have to understand, what does the Rebbe Rashab mean by this? Peiris arla zandach asir leilum. The arla fruit are prohibited forever. Darftach der kiyum gufam fundi peiris anvagim klipas atmeis. That would mean that the body of the fruit is being sustained by the klipos, which is why they're also forever. Chafza. When Eiv Aldi Peres nemen zich van de milon, was het a davar hater. Is de geichter chayes a peres van fun und durch de milon. If you're going to say, no, but the fruit are coming from the tree. And the tree is a davar hater, the tree is permissible. That means that the chayes is also hater. So how do you differentiate between chayes and guf? The Alter Rebbe says chayes is from glimul kubizat mayes, and guf not. So mamonushach, if you're looking at the tree, then even the chayes is toher. And if you're looking at the fruit, even the guf is tamei. So how do you differentiate between guf and chayes? Is there beer in them? So the Rebbe explains, the chiluk from kiyum guf and kiyum v'chayes is, what's the difference between the kiyum, the sustenance of the body, or the sustenance and the energy? The guf v'gesem fin ha'nivra b'shafing v'anam b'lo yis ein mo. The guf, the body of something, is created once. When the nachas and blaze mekayim defriyudik mitzias. And after that, this one-time creation is sustained. And therefore, you can't really make any internal changes. If you created something, let's say a non-kosher animal. Once the non-kosher animal is created, it's a non-kosher animal forever. That the guf is not going to change. As it is biten dem ort from vanadis kum tkiyum gufam, there's no change that where the body is being sustained from is going to change along the way. No. Once it was created once and that's it. Whereas, when you're talking about the life force, life source, the energy that gives life to the vegetation or to the inanimate objects, is constantly being renewed. As is explained in many places, the Pirush that the Baal Shem Tov gave on these words, he renews in his goodness every day, consistently, the act of creation. As b'chol yom v'nimshach ha'chayis chadosh, that every day a new chayis, a new life source, comes down into the world. When the fire can ver and ashinu in the chayis, therefore the chayis could change. The body doesn't change, but the sustenance of the fruit or whatever it is could change. When dasich the beer b'yisar arla, and this now we'll understand how arla works. The guf v'gashem ilam vases adavar tar blayb tar. The tree itself remains tar. V'alan dem ken kinshinu nidverim. Because that'll never change. Once the tree was created with a chayis that's not klipos, it remains the way forever. Because in this aspect, nothing will change compared to where it was. It came from non klipa and remains that way. But the energy with which the tree is nurturing the fruit is a meshach dishleishnei arla is a chayis and gimel at meis. During the 3 years of Arla, the Chayis is coming from Klipa. Therefore, the fruit become an object of prohibition and remain prohibited forever. Because the Chayis is changeable. So for the first 3 years, the Chayis that's going from the tree to the fruit is coming from Gimel Klipas Atmeis. And this makes the fruit an Isra Chefza. Und danach wird Nishpa v'nimshich in dem Ilon ha'Chayis Chadosh. And then after 3 years, a new type of chayis comes down from the tree into the fruit. And because of that, not only are the fruits of the fourth year permissible and pure, they are actually holy. They're sanctified to Hashem. They're brought to Yerushalayim. They're eaten only in Yerushalayim. They have a sense of holiness to them. So it goes to the opposite extreme. Not only is it not usur, it could even be made holy. So to summarize this, generally speaking, Iser Chefza is Gimel Klipas Atmeis. Iser Gavre is Chayis Meklipas Nega. In the case of Arla, the tree is a Davar Amuter. It remains that way. The fruit of the first 3 years are a Chefza of Iser because the Chayis of the fruit is Gimel Klipas Atmeis. In other words, the Guf, you could say, is connected to the tree. And the guf of the fruit is not aser. But the chayis of the fruit is aser. And therefore, it remains aser forever. And after that, a new chayis kicks in, which makes it possible for the fruit to become toher, mutter, and even kodesh.